bay with his backpack.
Fanny pack.
His fanny pack and all that stuff. Well, welcome back, everyone.
Back at it once in a win.
First Third Productions. ZT Cigars back in the back, enjoying a wonderful collaboration of a brand that I will only smoke
needs
this
no introduction.
Man. Yeah.
Monte Cristo Espada Signature. We've talked about this thing last year quite a bit, in the year before.
Yeah.
And we finally have it back.
And, sir, what are we pairing with this? Because it's close to you.
We are drinking another Irish whiskey this evening from the West Cork Triple Distilled Whiskey. Bourbon cask matured.
Yeah, buddy, you might want another cup.
Right now.
Yeah.
Not that that one's really
no.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart move.
One second. Jim.
Yeah. Take a pause for the cause. We'll keep going. You're fine.
Yeah.
Damn rookies.
Hey, you know, I think we might have got a few of these now.
Yes.
To the tune of how many boxes?
A lot. We needed them. I mean, because we already sold a lot since we got them in, so.
Yeah. Fastest selling cigar I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Since I've been here 8 years now, so only cigar I've seen. At least 11 people have literally blazed a cigar up in the shop.
Yeah.
Drove down the street and literally come back and came either buy a box or boxes.
Like. Yeah. And we ain't having that problem on the second.
Yeah.
Second iteration, I guess.
Because these, came out in 2022, I believe.
22.
Yeah.
So we didn't have them last year. The year before.
For last, yeah.
Finally released them. We bought something like 250 boxes of them. Mm-hmm.
And how many of them we got left?
I don't know.
None after Smokelohoma.
Well, we'll have some.
No, we have some.
No, we bought an ass load.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
What we did was we're like, every 45 days, just send us 30 more.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's 30 or 50.
Just 50.
50.
Yeah. The recurring purchase.
60.
No, yeah, no, it's 60.
Every
yeah.
45 days, send us 60 more boxes.
Yeah.
First time we've ever done something like that. Just keep them coming. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just keep sending that shit.
But after you put the cigar on somebody, they're going to understand. I mean, you know, we call Monte a classic brand, but this cigar is blended by Placencia.
And it is good off of the light.
Yes.
All the way to the final third, final puff.
Yeah.
Changing three times for sure.
This is a cigar you nub.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd say this is a 54 ring gauge, 6-inch. It only comes in one size, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't bother smoking the other ones that look like it.
Bless your heart. That man was chasing that dragon, like trying to find it.
I'm going to get it eventually. Nope.
And I just kept shaking my head and like, man, when are you going to give this up? Like,
it's that good. It is. It's definitely one that you, I don't care if you're a beginner or aficionado. If you don't like this cigar, there's something wrong with you.
For all those out there that don't know what aficionado means, it's pro.
I'm glad you said that because I was sure for to say something about that. That's what we're doing now.
Yep. I understand.
Well, maybe not, because I mean, cigar aficionado just means enthusiast, right? Yeah. Maybe it's enthusiast, but professional.
Yeah. I'll change it to professional. Cigar professional.
Connoisseur?
Yeah, that's one I really.
Now, there's plenty of people that try to claim that, and then they tell me they don't smoke anything but cafes. But
I'm a big smoker. What you smoke? That's a Cuban Cubans and Trader Jacks. They keep the lights on, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Jesus, we sell a lot of the Trader Jacks.
just had to restock the front again today.
Yeah. It's okay. We got 25 boxes at the warehouse.
They're not going to last long.
Nope. Just reorder the show.
Yeah.
Is that another one that's on the reoccurring purchases?
Not really. No.
Just because we buy so many of
them? Yeah. Twice a year.
Yeah. For $2.50, though, at Trader Jack.
Aged or dried? Dry cured?
Yeah. Yeah, set out for, 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm. 5 days in the garage,
yeah.
Does wonders.
If you got something that's working, don't fuck it up.
No.
Crown heads.
Sorry.
Smart.
Hey. I might not have a job tomorrow, but it'll be all right.
Nah, I might have earned that one.
Well, technically, I mean, honestly, I'm surprised that I really haven't gotten fired in the last 6 months. Normally, it's once a week.
I've been trying to pick on some of the newbies.
Yeah, we have a couple newbies, don't we?
Yeah. So. Well, we got one. Two. Two that are less than a year. So that's, one real newbie.
Yeah.
The greenhorn.
Yeah.
He'll be all right, though.
Yeah. Let's get him quit discriminating. Jesus.
What is he discriminating against?
I smoke what I like, but you also have to give a cigar fair trends when you ain't never smoked it.
Yeah.
And don't compare it to nothing else. Just let that cigar be. This is one of my biggest things.
Well, you can.
You say what?
I say you should compare something that's rolled and blended and crafted in Honduras to something that's Dominican or Nicaraguan.
Yeah, but some people can't. Just compare it to their favorite cigar. Like, well, it don't taste like this. It's not supposed to.
That's not even close.
Yeah.
The whole point. That's the whole idea. That's why there's so many on the shelf. Yeah.
And he has the strangest thing about the first third. Like, I don't know if that disturbs me. Like, I can't get none at the first. Like usually the first third is usually one of them.
He's going to tell you whether you're going to. Yeah.
You know, I know some people who've been smoking long enough, you know, in the first two puffs of the first third knows if the cigar is great or if it reminds them of somebody.
Yeah.
Or something else. Yeah. Or some of us, you know, by the first third, we're going to take a L and buy a box, you know.
Mm-hmm. But at least smoke one before you buy a box, as we talked about in the previous.
Yeah.
Smoke one first.
Yeah.
Then come I don't care it. If you smoke one and buy one single and buy a box. That's fine, but smoke it.
Yeah.
If you're going to age it, you're going to know if you need to age it. That's what pisses me off. You're not going to open the box. You're going to age it and save them or whatever. Well, how do you know it needs to be aged? If you haven't smoked a single out of the box.
But see, the ones that especially you're talking about, and I had kind of same problem with them too. You know, I'm a cigar hoarder. I am from time to time.
Collector, sir. Hoarder has a negative connotation.
Well, I'll just have to call you a whore, so.
Well, I mean, Davidoff whore.
Yeah.
My father whore.
My father's whore.
Yeah, you're going to set a tariff. That shit didn't come back in, wouldn't you?
I was contemplating. I was like, should I just go ahead and stock? Stock up on it, make sure.
No, because there's a lot of stuff in the humidor made by them. You can still keep going. True.
And, I mean, you can't go wrong with Tatawahe, so.
Yeah, we could be fine.
Yeah, we'd be perfectly fine. But that Grand Ole Fret from my father's, that's my probably my favorite from my father's. Besides the Garcia, but.
It's hard to beat.
It's a good smoke.
Shout out to them with that, bringing back that 125, no, it was 100 años.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say, that was my cigar for the year last year.
100 años?
The 100 años.
Yeah.
The shit they just pulled with that Jaime Garcia Connecticut pissed me off.
Man.
Oh, we go only, you can only buy 4 boxes of each size. Okay. Buy our 4. Each size. And you can't get any more.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, What do we get in the mail?
Man, for real.
More. Oh, now the regular production.
That was crazy.
They're not very transparent, are they?
No.
What, just say, hey, we're going to limit the first batch you get. If it goes over well, we'll make it a full production item. Don't say, this is limited. Get it while you can, and then... Oh, yeah, we're just going to open that up to everybody. You can buy whatever you want. It's regular production now. Just be transparent. Tell us what it is. Tell us what you're going to do.
If it's a good cigar, it's not going to have an issue.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And fix our damn invoices.
Yes. God damn it.
What is it? What is it that my father does with you?
They sell you singles.
Yeah.
They're in boxes. They give you a single box, a single price, and then you have to figure out how many boxes you actually bought. Well, how many boxes is this?
Yeah, exactly.
And I got to do math. We do enough math around here as it is.
I don't want to work this hard.
No.
This is the cigar world, not the...
This is a mess. If y'all never smoked a Monte Cristo Signature Espada, y'all need to find it, smoke it, and put a box back.
Yes.
Shit, I still got a box from the original run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think pretty much every employee bought a box or boxes.
Just about to say that. I was like, I'm almost certain everybody bought a box of that original.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I got one.
I said almost.
Almost.
You're excluded from.
I'm excluded from all conversations when you're.
Yeah.
Talking about employees.
Well, when you open up your locker and you just have them stacked in there, not in boxes.
We're not even gonna talk about the shenanigans with this lockers.
I've only got two of them, two lockers. How many do you have?
That's besides the point.
What are we at, nine now?
Eight. And I'm excluding the ones that have libations in them.
Oh, okay. Six.
Oh, okay. Six. You could say, at least be fair, they're all on the very bottom row where nobody wants to be. But no, you get pick prime locations.
Talk about Tetris Masters.
I get it from him. I don't tell you, every year we went in there and chased around the humidor and made me able to stock up my boxes good in my locker.
I admit one of my lockers has absolutely no boxes in it and just random shit.
Yeah.
Shit. He described it as shit.
Yeah, it's not like it's just like a little bit full. It's
half full of just things.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Some old, some really old.
Yeah.
I'll get to it eventually.
That's what we should do. That's our next promo. We're going to empty out that locker, and we're going to put it all in the center aisle of that humidor we got up front, and we're just going to lay them out singles and stack the similar ones right next to it.
There's no similar ones.
No.
And underneath it, it's going to say, Laramie Selections, $70 a cigar.
The hell you will.
Man, there's a lot of stuff in there that's more than $70, buddy.
Yeah. No.
No. There's certain cigars that the company's not even around anymore.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that. You never really looked at that locker.
No, I haven't.
And I really haven't looked at it. I just seen like, oh, that's old. He'll just throw it back in there. I don't really want to smoke that. Throw that back in there. Like, he ain't never just pull something out the bottom. Like, it's, I always use it. It's bad.
Hmm. Was it 15 years of collecting there, Laramie?
No, it's longer than that.
Longer than that.
30, all right, so 44 years of collecting? 2 years old when you started smoking?
Mm. Probably not that much, but I do have stuff in my locker, my humidor at home that's 40 years old.
Yeah.
And it's good.
I just have one of them. One left.
Yeah. And it was tasty. But you want to put shit out there and put it on sale for $75 or shit, I'm not doing it. I'm not even going to allow it, and I don't even own it.
I'm going to go through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
What was that, a Montesino?
Montesino?
No.
No, that wasn't Montesino. No, that wasn't a Montesino. That was a...
Montecruz.
Yeah. No, yeah. But we did smoke an old-ass Montesino, too, though.
Oh, the those Montecruz. Are good.
Yeah.
You never... I've only got a few... I only got to smoke a few of them when I was... Before I was with Todd. That had a Montesino Cabinet Maduro. Mm. It was... They weren't cellophane. And they... their torpedo, they called it a super bellicoso. It's like a 6 1/4, 6 1/2 by 54 that tapered down the whole way. And Maduro, it was money.
What was that tiny little Lancero that you gave me? Had a little fairy on it.
Oh.
The Nymphomaniacs?
Nymphomaniacs, yeah. That's Crux.
That was fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First year of Smokelahoma, we did the 10-pack right. Sampler of that.
Well, you know
two what? Two of each.
Shit, don't matter. We smoked up the Corona size of all the... I had the passport, the guild, and all those. Oh, my God. Those were tasty, too.
You know, I still have almost a full box of passports.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Originals. Yeah. The short little Robusto. Just with the marble head?
Yeah. Ooh. Tasty.
Yeah. Maybe we have one of those tomorrow.
If I get to.
if I got to. Yeah. And you can twist my arm.
Yeah. Just kind of remember what it used to be.
Man.
Talk about it burning, boys.
Razor sharp. Funny. I'm not going to lie. So after we got these back in, I think I only smoked one. Of the new batch of these Montes.
Really?
There's that, you were talking about like that last cigar, that natural tobacco sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Natural, yeah. It's there.
Yeah.
But there's no spice.
Mm-mm.
No. You know, a lot, so many people get their tobacco from Cincy, but I'd have kept this blend.
I'd have bought the blend.
Man,
yeah,
we're won't.
I tried. I said, Todd, let's buy it. Nope. It's kind of got like that sweet almond notes.
There he goes again. Mm-hmm.
I've been critiquing a cigar.
I've been trying to put my put it there, and he already got it. Here we go, almond sweetness, nice smooth smoke, great output, smoke output.
Mm. Well, at least he didn't say anything negative about pairing it with this. Libation here is West Cork.
Oh, yeah. How's this?
How's the West Cork? Yeah. Irish whiskey.
It's Irish whiskey. It's always good.
Apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not.
I said that it didn't pair well with the cigar until the second and final third of the last one.
Was I wish they can see your cup right now. I really do. Ladies and gentlemen, this man got half a
fucking glass of the Irishman. And hey. If I'm not mistaken, no ice.
None.
Nope.
Buddy, was you planning on going home tonight, or you just going to sleep back here and smoke?
I plan on sleeping back here and smoke. Safety first, gentlemen.
Man.
Always.
Always. These are still good. That's the first runs we got in. That's fucking Placencia for you, though.
Well, yeah, that is true. It's more leaning more towards.
I ain't. What's the word? I'm not half surprised if as fast as they sold out of these back in 22, their ass wasn't making them and having them rolled and sitting for 3 years.
I can see that.
To be ready for the second release. And they just made, they upped their output.
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It did so well. Don't change it.
Because, yeah, there's nothing different.
None. And you don't never see that.
No. Just a little hit of citrus. Not nothing powering.
It's more like lemongrass to me.
Lemongrass citrus dish.
Definitely a citrus. Either way.
It's good.
I really wasn't able to retrohale that last one. But I haven't been smoking lately, so...
Ooh, that is some nice excuses.
When have you ever really retrohaled?
Thank you.
Don't start with me today. Don't start. I already said your Irish whiskey is good. Leave me alone.
So, for this next part, I'm going to go in home.
Not for my next trick.
Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all can ever see this man retrohale.
You call it little baby retrohale?
Yeah.
I apologize.
That's all I did with that goddamn Viaje Red this morning. Oh, it was yesterday. I was just...
You know, between me and you and Russell, you would think we'd get tired of retrohale, how much we retrohale a cigar, but we just chase that flavor.
No.
But these guys over here, some of our other employees, you know, how much of a cigar you would say you retrohale, Steven? Be honest.
About 20%.
That's 80% waste.
Man. Thank you.
Hey, you said be honest. I'm just being honest here. I didn't say
now, me
being honest too.
Yeah, so me, Laramie, and Rusty probably retrohale 80% of a cigar. Depending.
There's been a couple we've done 95.
Five, yeah.
Only one that I remember smoking that we did a whole 100%.
Oh, my God. Woo! Oh, take me back.
Well, which cigar was that?
Best cigar I ever smoked in my life.
Yeah, hey, 5th anniversary.
I know. Any luck finding those again?
No. I got close.
Yeah. I will almost sell a kidney to find something.
I'm pretty sure. I bet Andre's got some. Or he's got the blend. Oh, by the way, 35.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah.
That's tasty.
It's damn near as good as that pot still that I got.
Yeah.
That you can't get here.
That's what turned us on to it.
Yeah.
That was
the only reason I bought, I was like, when I saw Omar have somebody's bar, I was like, how the hell did you get that? Because they're distributing it here, at least three different blends. They had what was called the Black Cask.
Black Cask and this one.
The Black Cask over there is 43.
Okay.
We didn't get that one.
She actually didn't have that one in her inventory.
Oh, sorry. Because it all got drank.
Yeah, because it's fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had red spot. And then they have the green and they had the green though, right?
They had the green. Green was 85.
They have the red, and then there's the yellow.
Red, yellow. Yeah. I went and looked for the red and the yellow, but I didn't see the green one until we saw the West Creek.
Yeah, they're good. That might have to be a special celebration cigar or whiskey. I'll go in on it or something.
Yeah.
But all these, if y'all gonna make me drink, I guess.
I guess.
What's $30? Fuck it.
Nah, This is what you call a perfect pairing.
That's good neat. That's real good neat.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm still retro hell like a girl.
Well.
Actually, you don't, because Lo can retro hell more than you.
Jesus.
Baby steps.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Been on baby steps for 3 years now.
That's about right. Baby steps. Steps.
Yeah. We've been smoking cigars longer than you two, and our nigga King Tonto is a little bit higher, buddy, so. You gotta realize what's got done to me, too. So, I mean, you shit out of luck in the morning, somebody hands you a total sloth's Diaz.
Yeah.
You're gonna grow up.
You grow up real quick then. Yeah, you need to smoke that. Hadn't eaten anything.
It was like 20 some degrees outside. I was hot as hell.
It comes back in sweat.
For real. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in case y'all don't know, this cigar gets better the more you smoke it.
Yeah.
The second and final third are probably my absolute favorites.
We're almost into the meat of the cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that first third just kind of butters you up till you get into the meat.
I think when I first got my hands on this cigar, I didn't think I was going to like it.
I remember the day. Not the exact date, yeah. But at least the day. Because we got them in. Mm-hmm. You said, I'm going to smoke one.
Yeah, we had got this and we got the...
And I went back to do taxes and the checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
I was back there about 20 minutes. You come back there with one of these cigars and you guys, you need to smoke this motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
The first thing you was like, hell, like, it's money. It's good.
Monty, clean,
yeah,
good flavor, not too crazy.
Yeah, about 20 minutes later, I get into this. Like, holy bro, you need to smoke this. Then I got that fire. I was like, no, bro, you need to smoke this now.
Because I just laid it down. I said, all right, I'll smoke it when I get finished here, and I'll come up and smoke it with you.
No,
now. It's like, all right. Yeah, Smoke Oklahoma, we sold these out.
Yeah.
Not one single box came back.
How when we first got them in, what we sold?
I was just thinking.
20-some boxes in a week?
Yeah.
And then we had to order more for Smoke
Oklahoma. Yeah, for Smoke Oklahoma.
20 more for the shop and 30 for Smoke Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah.
And Smoke Oklahoma sold all of them.
Yeah.
In the shop, we sold them out another week.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, you guys can't get any more. We're like, what? Has to have it, buddy.
Well, at least they did it justice and didn't just try to release it right away.
If that's what they did, which is, I'm guessing they sit on these son of bitches for 3 years. Let them age properly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I would have done. Like, all right, we ain't going to rush something that's this good.
I mean,
good
flawless.
Cigars don't need to be rushed.
No.
Put it out when it's ready.
When it's ready. Some people who sell some high-end shit that I like smoking would do the same thing. They'd be all right. They won't have to let it sit in the locker for 2-3 years. But I'm still going to buy it.
Just so it sits in your locker for 2-3
Mind your business. I'll remind you, you said that shit when I decided to break some of this shit out.
I wouldn't have a problem with it if they just raised the price on it and sit on another year.
We've talked about that quite a few times. And people still buy it. I mean,
that don't matter.
Yeah.
You do a disservice to the cigar and the brand.
Yeah.
By doing that. Because, I mean, the name's already there, but yet the quality isn't what it should be.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants that 3-year age on a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Not what do you got now? I'll take everything you got.
And then sit on it.
And then they'll smoke it. Like, oh, that's great. Like, no, it's not great. It's not even ready. Mm-hmm. You just bought it because of the name now. You shouldn't do that.
Amazon pays it. I mean, I'm sorry.
Not this year's.
No, this year's was actually good.
Yeah, that was back to the regular quality on that.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Maybe Amazon. We're talking about. He's on. It's that West
Coast. Where the hell are you?
Yeah.
You thought we were talking about Amazon Basin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Talking about quality of cigars.
They had two bad years on it. And one was a different blend.
That was a totally different blend. One was on Añejo.
Yeah.
We smoked it back here before we even ordered it.
Yeah, you gave me one. I was like, yeah, this is, put that back in the horse.
Yeah, we did
that. Good, you know, it was good to have because we were just talking about if we were going to bring those in or not.
The new one?
That Añejo one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we said, no, let's not do it because Exchange got it.
Yeah.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we got some in, they were solid.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, last year's was a little,
a little.
We didn't get last year's. Mm-mm. We got this year. Well,
you know what I mean.
2024's had released. The 23's we didn't get because we didn't buy enough.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Remember, we had to buy so much from...
That's right.
And?
Refill?
Refill.
I'm going to finish this one.
He literally was over here making a life decision. This is good, but that right there is a totally different beast.
Especially pairing it with
this guy.
Yeah, that Westcourt is.
What if we would have
switched them around? Yeah.
I think the results would have been the same.
Yeah.
We'd still like this one, but that one's really good. It gets sweeter the more you drink it. This one's just good off first sip.
Mm-hmm.
It's even really good.
You can damn near smoke anything with that.
Yeah.
Westcourt. Yep.
Secret's going to get out just because of us.
And it's going to go up $65.
From $35 to $55.
Yeah.
Oh, if they going to stop selling it, I'm going to find out who has it. And we're going to buy some. Connections.
See how much cases.
Dude.
Hey, bro.
$35 is not, that's worth it.
Yep.
Hey, for one of our people that always leaves us a nice tip up here, man, we can.
The 35, 45 cents.
Yeah.
We get something cold to drink.
Something cold to drink, buddy.
We're going to start having to add a 10% charge to all cigars.
Surcharge.
Sold. Surcharge.
Credit card processing fee, 3%.
Damn it, man.
Gotta throw a jab in there somewhere. Who does that?
Assholes.
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out what fucking time he thought he was living in where you can get something cold to drink for
50 cents. Oh, that was like back in the 80s.
Man.
Where Coke was 50 cents.
Yeah. So he got to really talk about older than that for a weekend. Both get something.
So that'd be like in the 70s.
Like, Jesus Christ. And be dead serious, too.
Dead serious.
Sir, would you like?
Yeah.
More, please.
Uh-huh. As you shove the Irishman out of the way.
Yeah.
Dude, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I ain't.
I'll drink it. I'll find something to pair it with.
Yeah.
Since that last cigar didn't do it for you.
Cuban Aliados.
I'll find something for you, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Secret safe with us.
Oh, speaking of those, when the last time you smoked one? Because they are smoking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Last weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What size did you smoke?
The Torpedo.
I was going to ask because that's what Torpedoes are smoking phenomenal.
Yes, they are.
Was it, when they got all those in, I was like, my favorite is still the Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
I can see that.
It smokes great.
Yeah, it does. But that Torpedo has developed. Like in, it even draws better now that it's like, it's crazy.
I wonder if they would do that in a Maduro.
Yes, please.
Oh, get a lot more sweetness out of that cigar.
This man got rich. Man got me over here making wishes and shit. Stuff over here.
Where's that genie bottle at?
I happen to know a buddy of mine going to the trade show in April. That could maybe twist an ear and say, "What's going to take?" Mm-hmm.
They're due for a new.
For a little bit of refresh, rebrand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We cut one or two sizes out of our lineup. Mm-hmm. Bring in some Maduro.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. Hint.
Yeah.
Message. Shots fired.
Amen.
Hopefully someone's listening.
We will lead you to the promised land.
Second, third, in this one.
Yeah.
It's definitely stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about when a cigar should build. If you want a cigar that starts out creamy, smooth, elegant, and then builds in strength and flavor to your middle third, which is more meaty, stronger, more body. Flavors are more pronounced. That's what we like.
Yeah, I'll stand by that.
Should be more of a story than a monologue. Unfortunately, most Cubans are monologues, but except for that Particus.
I wish you could smoke one.
Me too.
I know a guy, but he smoked all of them, apparently.
No.
He didn't? There's some left?
Well, I don't know what he got left.
Well,
I know what he's going to have a couple few left.
No, I got one for you. I got one for you.
We can solve that problem.
Junior needs to try it. And actually taste what a true Cuban was supposed to taste like.
Yeah, Junior, you should smoke one.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't retrohale, though. He probably wouldn't like it.
There he goes.
That's where all the flavor is.
God.
Okay.
You thought I was bad.
I retrohale about 85% of Cubans, okay?
Oh.
You really wanted to say that in front of him?
Never changes, though, does it?
No. Not too many.
This right here is better than most Cubans you ever smoked.
Oh, yeah. I'd put this up against 95% of all Cubans.
Yeah. I second that.
I mean, they're the elite. But
who the hell wants to pay that?
Yeah.
And I want my cigar to change.
Yeah, I could see the golf course guys that, you know, they're just out there having a good time, smoking, drinking. You're not really thinking about your cigar. So you don't give a shit if it changes or not. But you don't want it very strong because, hey, it's hot.
Yeah.
But this is not a golf course cigar.
Please don't smoke it on the golf course.
Mike.
exactly which ones he smoked.
Oh, yeah.
At inventory, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Every year, buddy.
Every year. That box short.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that Maduro that he likes?
We ain't got any?
Yeah.
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 Goddamn Olmec.
Yep. Olmec was one.
Olmec 660.
Aladino Maduro.
Aladino Maduro.
Really getting more of those.
And yep. What's the other one? He smoked that Ozinger.
That's what Ozinger. Yeah. Maduro. Yeah. He loves the Ozinger.
Which is good. Smoke.
Yeah, he smoked. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good smoke.
Yeah, when we had Freud.
And oh. Freud, when we had him.
Man.
And left one in there.
You never let him forget that,
did
you?
No.
You should have seen him, what was it, a couple Thursdays ago when he thought we weren't getting my father's back in.
Oh, he's probably fucking going, oh, Jonesing.
He bought up all of the last Toro judges.
I wondered where they went. Mike, you can't buy the cigar of the year, buddy.
Man.
Killing me. And it, what
that would make sense while they were gone. I just thought about that. I was wondering about that.
Where are these at?
I'm trying to remember which one. There's another of my father's that Franklin bought up.
Why?
Didn't think we were getting it back in.
So that's the new ploy. Message to all cigar shop owners. Tell your customers that cigars may not be available for a while, and then they'll buy them up.
No.
Or you might not bring them back in because of the shitty financial crisis they're going through. Just raise your goddamn cigar prices 3%. Yeah. Fucking cheap bastard.
Tell us how you really feel. Go get it off of you.
That's what this podcast is really about. Just alleviating
the
truth. Speak truth.
I don't know why not.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost nothing.
Yeah. It's so much easier.
It would be easier. Rather than charge 3% for a credit card processing, just raise your cigar prices 3%. Across the board. It ain't going to hurt. Yeah. Or better yet, if you got certain guys that are doing checks or COD, then raise it like 2%. Cover the cost of the guys that are 3% credit card and that are checks or COD on the other end. You're going to make it up just on just cigar sales. 3% ain't shit.
Not in comparison to what some of the...
No.
Man.
I
understand operating costs. Just factor that in.
I did laugh when we found out, just through working here, that certain brands have like a industry discount. Like, you can only find it, but you can only charge so much for the market that you're in. And then... turn around and find it $4 or $5 more somewhere else. And you wonder why you're discounting it. Forget who it was. We were redoing stickers on one of them. And I was like, that's a $2.50 increase.
Just in
cost. Punch, I believe. It's almost $1.45 when I was when I was taking off the old sticker, I was comparing it to the old price that we had on it. And they went up like $1.45.
Well, certain things probably could have easily gone up
from
one point to another, but
I'm just amazed at the difference in cost.
9 times out of 10, it's state taxes. Because federal tax is flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a floor tax across the board for all cigars from the federal government. And that's always factored into the price of the cigar. Now, each individual state can mandate how much they want to tax, either by percentage or by a certain dollar amount, which in Oklahoma it's like 12 cents, mm-hmm. and like Texas it might be 3 cents per cigar coming in. And it's by volume, by weight. So for every 1,000, or for every pound or 1,000 cigars, it's it can be taxed a certain way. So when you have like Colorado might be at 40%.
Yeah.
So for every one of the cigars they bring in to their state, it's 40% tax. For us, it's 12 cents per cigar. So for New York, it might be 80% tax. California, it might be 80% tax. We sell to a guy in Alaska. He'll pay 2-day overnight shipping because it's still cheaper to buy cigars and pay 2-day shipping and pay for the cigars at $200 for shipping. It's still cheaper to buy cigars here and mail them.
Yeah.
Because he pays, so a $10 or $11 cigar here is $28 in Alaska.
Jesus.
State taxes.
I just wrote.
And it's also crazy because even though it's a state tax, it could even be down to the county tax. And they can put a sales tax on tobacco per county in certain states. I've seen one person, you go into the cigar shop. I think I was visiting my in-laws in Tennessee. I saw a cigar, has like, I've never had this particular size of Tatuaje. And I've been wanting to try it, right? So I go in and buy it. It says $8.45. It's like, that's pretty damn reasonable, right, for a Tatuaje.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a unique Lonsdale. I was like, I haven't had that one. When I get done paying for it, it's $13. They have sales tax, county tax, state tax, and then some sort of weird grocery tax because it's a consumable product.
Mm-hmm.
So you have four taxes added on to the price of that cigar that I saw. It was $8.45. It's like, son of a bitch.
Who was it? Hawaii?
Oh, Hawaii's yeah,
the oh, God. It's cheaper to buy them in New York. And
so, yeah, there's a little bit of, there's some general good information about tobacco taxes and how they vary from state to state. So, educational moment.
We do pass them off from time to time.
Box checked.
Yeah.
So, hopefully somebody learned something here.
I always do.
But we're lucky. We're one of the, I think, 3 or 4 lowest taxed cigar states, Oklahoma. I think Florida, Texas, maybe one of the Carolinas is really low. It's either Carolina or like Pennsylvania, since they you know, the tobacco producing states that it's part of their state's agricultural income.
Their GDP.
Yeah, exactly. So it could be lower in some of those states. Maybe even Connecticut could be lower. They grow a lot of Connecticut broadleaf in the river valley. So yeah, I'm not purview to all the ins and outs of how that works. I'm just a mere cigar salesman.
Just a mere cigar salesman.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's interesting to know the ins and outs of how that works.
Well, you better know a little something when you work in the industry, so especially as long as you have to, just little things.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we should do. Make another podcast just about owning a cigar shop.
We get Todd on that one.
Yeah.
He might have to pack dinner. And Todd's going to need some tequila.
Yeah.
A lot of tequila. Yeah.
He's going to tell
the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him loaded. Just tell me what you really feel, Todd.
Yes.
Listen here, you mother.
Just don't bring me up in my cigar box.
No, it'd be good to listen to Todd talk some about, you know, what the PCA is doing, what the what laws are being talked about, you know, how we're doing with the government, oversight, FDA regulations. That'd be kind of a fun, fun podcast. And we'd be talking to the president.
Yes, we will.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Of the PCA.
Yes, that would be good.
Ooh. Why not? Next podcast.
You think you go for it?
Oh, yeah.
We have to wait till after the trade show, though, because we won't be officially.
Yeah, yeah, we have to wait for that.
Crowned, per se.
I'll leave it in your, balls in your court. It's up
in
to
his
you.
New suit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something we can do after Smokelahoma.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit about how we did. Talk about PCA. Talk about new things on the horizon.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot to talk about around that time. So,
especially with all the legislation going around right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a ton of it. I keep seeing it on Half Wheel and a couple other sites, about mostly about flavored cigars. But
yeah, flavored cigars are a tricky subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what would it do to an industry to get rid of flavored cigars? I mean, it would definitely put a dent.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's only so many cigar companies that actually make a flavored cigar, right?
Yeah.
They're not marketing to fucking kids either.
No, there's no marketing to kids. We're not like those little... We were all kids when we grew up. They had that little base stand right at the counter of the convenience store. Had a little drop. You could pull one cigarette out. And mm-hmm. That plastic red tube is cherry.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, that's like marketing to kids out the ass right there.
Mm-hmm. That was different.
And what even is cigar? It's just a flavored cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
It's cherry flavored. But they were right at the counter. You just pull one right out, sit down.
I'm also amazed at how well vaping has captivated the new smoking audience. I don't understand that.
I don't get vape.
There's most of the time you're not going to find it with nicotine.
You don't know.
It's
what's
just in you don't know what's in
a fucking battery. I'm sorry.
The
we have no popcorn idea what chemicals lung,
the chemicals the idea behind it. I just don't understand how that you go no flavored cigars, but vaping. We'll put it in its own category.
You still talk some of the best tobacco on earth. That vaping stuff is so dangerous. Like I say, you don't know what you're smoking.
No, man, you could lace it with anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a, what would you call it? One of those, what's the drug? What do you call it?
Marijuana?
No. Where you step up, the stepping drug.
Oh, the gateway.
Gateway drug.
Yeah.
It's a gateway to A, make you feel better because, hey, I'm not doing real tobacco, but I don't know what's in this, but, you know. A hard time, hey, I'll smoke a cigarette if you got one. And then it just, because I've vaped.
Mm-hmm.
And it just leads to, you know, the chain smoker.
Yep.
And I guess that's what the parent companies behind these big industries, that's what they want. They mm-hmm. want it to be a gateway drug.
Mm-hmm.
Vape is a gateway to get you to smoke a higher, more expensive product. That they have. And they're just going to keep putting out something that's a little bit more expensive. Mm. Oh, it's only, you know, $45 for a vape machine. I don't know how much they are. Fuck, I'm just guessing. Well, the next best one's $48. Mm. And it's $52. And it's $60.
Well, I believe that was a sell point behind it.
Yeah.
They turned around and said, hey, vaping's cheap right now. If you want to try to smoke, you're spending, what, $16, $18 for a pack of cigarettes now?
It's definitely up there. Yeah.
And I'm like, you pay $8 to $12 for a reload on your vape.
But come smoke. You notice it might be all into lower income economy people, though.
Yep.
Have you thought about this? Mm-hmm. Just think about this. Hopefully this doesn't get us banned. But it kind of goes back to the concept of the whole alcohol, Native Americans. You know, mm-hmm. how it would get them, you know. But think about
fire water.
Fire, yes. But you know how it's mm-hmm. been a stigma to Native Americans about alcohol. Same way it is, hey, I want a pack of cigarettes. Why would I go to the convenience store when I go to an Indian smoke shop
mm-hmm.
and buy it for $3 cheaper for that same pack of cigarettes or native spirits or whatever? They can get it a lot cheaper because they don't have to pay taxes on it
because mm-hmm.
they're exempt because they're, you know, a nation. They're their own individual bank, nation, whatever they call it. I don't know the technical terms.
You're on the
right path. But it's going toward the lower income, poverty stricken people to get them hooked on something and to spend their money. And I think the vape is the same way.
Yep.
We're probably going to get some people showing up at the shop in a couple days saying, I need to speak with DeMario, Steven, and Laramie about their podcast.
I plead the fifth, bitch.
You sure you want to talk to me?
God? Can you call our lawyer?
Man. Man. Please.
We're going to need some more help than that.
Well, I think it's just an idea of just separating the two in general. Just cigars
absolutely.
And vapes
yes.
need to stay in their own little world, and premium tobacco, hand-rolled tobacco needs to be let the fuck alone.
I'm in agreement with you. I also think that cigarette tobacco and pipe tobacco needs to be separated.
Yeah.
Because it's refined totally differently at the factories. One's extremely fine cut for cigarettes, and pipe tobacco is very coarse. Mm. We've all seen it. Pipe tobacco is cut in very different ways. At least on the premium cigarette side, premium, I'm talking about like the Amsterdam Shag from Stokeby's, the really expensive, good rolling tobacco mm-hmm. is actually at least pure.
Mm-hmm.
It's still pure tobacco. And I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke that tobacco, but I also don't inhale. We don't inhale.
Yes.
Guys. I mean, we're at least knowingly. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to inhale the cigars. But the cigarette tobacco, pure good quality, needs to be a category of its own versus machine-made, rolled pack, Marlboros, Camels, Menthols, whatever. That needs to be separated somehow. There's got to be some sort of distinction.
I thought they were headed that way with that last big win that they had. That if you're looking for the fine cut, like you were saying, machine rolled versus full leaf, even if it's loose tobacco for pipes, it's still cut. Like the manufacturing process behind it was distinguished a little bit.
Well, if you buy pipe tobacco from Stokeby or any of the other actual tobacco companies that produce a pipe tobacco, or a cigarette tobacco, it is still 100% leaf
mm-hmm.
versus all the machine-made
mm-hmm.
tobaccos. It's the roll-your-own cigarettes, where you actually are buying the papers mm-hmm. or them and the machine, putting the actual tobacco in, rolling it up. You know, I'm not for it. It's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking too much work. Same thing with pipes. But hey, to each their own, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
People enjoy it, do it. But there's got to be a distinction between the guys that are doing that, buying the fucking carton of, you know, 100s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100%.
That are just totally shit. It's just something to do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
At the bar with a beer.
100% agree.
We've actually had educational moments here today, right?
It does happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a podcast with useful information, mm-hmm. knowledge. Not going to go to wisdom, but knowledge.
Yeah. Knowledge. And that's what we wanted this podcast to be more of.
Took us 3 years to get there, but hey.
Yes.
It's time, place, everything.
We've got a baby steps, right?
There you go.
Now the cigar is getting stronger.
Yes, it is.
Holy shit, you guys are almost done. I'm lacking here.
I was letting y'all talk while I smoke.
Them Bears.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, don't even start.
Man.
We ain't even going. How about that Super Bowl?
I mean, well, Super Bowl this year, right?
Hey. I like working here. Some shit you just don't say.
Especially to the owner that's a Chiefs fan.
Man.
I ain't going to lie. I was off of the Eagles.
I was leaning towards that, but I still wanted I wanted the Chiefs to have their third.
Maybe next year. I almost put the Eagles fight song on my phone and said, "Hey, Todd, call me." Fly, Eagles, fly on the field to victory.
Get the fuck
How
out.
Many fucking drinks did you have that night?
Oh, no, I was sober as shit.
Oh, sh.
I'd be grand.
So you I'd just wanted me to work by myself then?
Yeah. It wouldn't be for long. He'd be like, "Let me get your ass in here."
I'd have cleared out your locker. I'd have smoked it, but I'm just saying it'd been cleared.
That's how you would clear it out, yeah. Right?
One stick at a time.
Man. Mm-hmm.
So when's the last time we actually did go through the lockers to see who actually was still here?
Was I'm going like to forget you ever said that, because that's too much work.
Yeah.
Managing 200 keys,
man.
Oh god,
is a lot.
Yeah.
And for those who just can't seem to remember to bring their keys,
we ain't gonna talk about those people.
Yeah, that's a never-ending battle.
Struggle's real.
Yeah.
When you got more cigars sitting above your locker than you can fit in your locker.
Smoking.
He has apparently just not shit we got.
True.
Oh, we got to get rid of that. We got to sell, what's his name, that box of Opus.
Yeah.
Which one?
22s.
Yeah.
Prometheus. God of Fire. 22.
Yeah.
Sampler. That box is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I ain't even seen us, but they usually always are gorgeous.
We needed some numbers for the month. Let's show it to when he gets back from vacay.
What about the? Was it?
I got you. I got something you need.
What was it they had just out? Opus just had out. Opus 20th.
25th. Yeah, you talking about the green band?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a coffin.
Yeah.
It's probably just in Dubai.
I was blown away by how much people were spending on cigars in that moment. Jesus.
I'm sick of spending that much money on cigars right now.
Yeah.
Go back the day. Nothing. $4 to $12 max. Good smoke. Great smoke. Now, you're going to look about 9 to 18?
Yeah, I was going to say more like 10 to 18, yeah.
That tell you.
What, somebody got a price increase?
Pedro.
For real?
No, it's not shocking.
That's a message from my father.
crazy day when the 7,000 is going to be about $20.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Just not too far away. Just around the corner.
How much do you think you're going up? 3%, 4%, 5%?
Probably at least.
Oh.
Something.
What the hell are you looking at?
What are you looking at?
I might have to change my cigar of the year.
What?
Espinosa La Six.
Oh.
Oh.
I figure they're going to release a six cigar La Six sampler at the trade show.
It looks like that way.
Oh.
I thought that was some kind of giveaway I seen on that La Six.
The La Six was a giveaway. But I think with how popular it was.
Just pick one.
Oh.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Oh, it's good.
Sorry, I got
this. One looks like it's got more in it, so I better.
I like
yeah,
the
that is a good way to go with that.
Not to mention the bottles are two different heights.
Yeah.
But one looked like it had more.
You know what? I'm about it for the night.
I'm not going to argue it because I'm measuring that shit out. That's more math.
Man.
I'm good.
Let's we weigh it. Ooh. What?
Just remember another one. Actually, Rocky. What was it? The Year of the Dragon.
Woo!
Say it.
It's the best Rocky.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah. It is.
Just release that cigar in more size, a couple more sizes. We're not talking Robusto.
Oh, I wanted a Corona.
Oh, Jesus, boy.
You know I can't. I'm not going to knock you.
Corona or Longsdale? Stop fucking around.
Hey, I did.
Give me a two Churchill.
Ooh.
At box press?
Mm.
Yeah. Box press, 7-inch.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It's
well, that's like 6.5-inch, the one they got in there, right? The original Year of the Dragon?
Yeah.
Rockies?
It's something like that. Yeah,
Actually, I can tell.
It's a little longer
than
a true Toro. Yeah, all right, WizKid, what is it?
Hold on. Ah, you were right. 6.5 by 52.
So it's going to be like 7.25?
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't matter much.
I don't care. I'll nub the bitch. I'll nub it down
if
nothing.
If they would do a true pyramid like the Padron pyramid, ooh, I'd be game. How many people do those?
The only Thank one you. I've seen yeah. is...
Thank you. Thank you. Who?
Yeah.
Padron. That's the only one I've seen do a true pyramid.
Yeah.
It's too hard. Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Who am I missing?
Used to be a lot of them back in the day, but
not too many. In the last 3 years, I'm going to say the only one I've seen is Padron.
Yeah.
Okay, how far are you going back?
15 years.
Okay, see there. That's what I'd be talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Is that bullshit, huh?
That's what I'd be talking about right there.
We're all friends here?
Yeah.
At least we were.
Oh, no, because he'd do the shit, and then he'd be talking to me like I was right there with him. Like, you remember? No, I do not.
You gotta remember this shit. I count on you, Smokey. Damn it.
Oh, shit.
I have smoked a lot of old things, but they have been given to me. I wouldn't smoke them at that time.
Fair enough.
Big difference.
I do my best.
Well, yeah. Laramie, enlighten us.
What?
Pyramids.
What about it?
Other than Padron, who was the last person to do one?
I think LFD does a pyramid.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was a smoke long one.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
See, you remember? Yeah. Uh-huh. I just got to help you.
Yeah.
Along your way.
That was fucking tasty, though.
Yeah.
That was really good. Didn't you smoke up the last of those, or was that me?
Man, it was that 10-count box. Yeah. Todd's got a box.
I think we ended up.
Oh, okay.
You can find good ones.
Yeah.
It's just not many guys do them anymore, which is a shame. I really wish more people did them.
Yeah.
Because it just helps a cigar build. Kind of like the one we're smoking right now. Mm-hmm. You know, how we got it first, second, and third. Only this one, true pyramids are designed to start off a little lighter. Yeah, they might have a lot of strength, but flavor, but the strength's not all there, and then the strength builds through a pyramid till where it gets really fucking strong, final third. And you don't see a lot of guys doing those.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of missing in our industry. Mm-hmm. Is true pyramids.
I'll second that.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be a box press. I mean, Padron's box press.
Yeah.
That LFD was a box press. But it doesn't have to be.
No, it wasn't.
You just got to have the shape. I mean, you get Salamones, yeah, which are really close. You know, tons of guys do mm-hmm. Salamones, right?
Yeah.
You get La Aurora. They mm-hmm. do some Salamone stuff quite a bit.
Yeah.
Jake Wyatt does some Salamone. Mm-hmm. Who's some other guys that have done it in the past mm-hmm. recently?
Well, we just getting rid of Salamone from
Vicente.
But there's a couple more out there here and there. I'm not talking about what we've had in the past. Yes, been discontinued, but it's just they're not as common. True pyramids, and I think the pyramid from Padron's the strongest cigar they make.
It's up there.
I have to smoke it again, but yeah, I think you're right. It's been a while since I smoked one.
So don't call a fucking pyramid a torpedo. It's totally different.
We'll have a different podcast on.
Oh.
What's that one that they like doing? The twisted one. What's that one called?
Twisted. Calibre?
Yeah. Yes. I was glad. I was happy to see that Gran Habano came out.
Oh, my God. That was.
Has anybody smoked one of those yet?
No, it's still sitting in my.
I bet it's good.
Yeah.
We sold out of those son of bitches like quick. Like water. Was it selling ice to Eskimos?
Man.
Damn, we could do it.
Did you ever smoke that tat?
I'm saving it for our special occasion.
Okay.
An evening podcast at the Hacienda.
That's going
to
be. Ooh,
we need to do that again. That That'd outside be fun. One.
Yeah.
That outside one was fun.
You just got to pick the day that the wind isn't mm-hmm. 35 miles an hour.
True.
But those days are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
So.
Far be it from the days of those ridiculously long. I'm talking like 2.5 feet, or at least a foot of cigar. Who tries to sit there and smoke that thing?
A guy that's on death row and he asks for his last smoke.
Hold on, what cigar are you talking about?
Let's see. I have seen one.
Remember that Woody?
Leaves?
Oh, man. Look.
And then there's.
I got Emmy.
La Roar has one. That
those are like so big a ring. Like.
And then the Sopranos, the baseball bat stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's gimmicky about the shit.
Weird gimmick nonsense that they've.
There is something in there that's like.
Are we talking about Grey Cliff?
Yes. I smoked it.
Now you would.
Yeah.
It's been aged at the ass.
If it wasn't, I still would have smoked that. Because the ring gauge ain't too big.
No, it ain't.
Shit, I just smoked an 8 the other day, so. Yeah, and that took me every bit of 3 hours plus. I'm like,
you know, they got an A. somebody will come out with like a triple A.
Oh, no.
Really long but thin, like a fucking Lancero Extra.
Like now you're just talking right up to Mario's.
Oh. Mario be like, hey, fuck all everything else. You need to smoke this, huh, bitch?
Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, I will do it.
You tell me you wouldn't smoke a 12-inch 38 ring gauge smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goddamn, yeah, every day.
That ain't.
Flavor.
Yeah, that's
bomb.
Yeah, that's up my alley. That's easy.
I daily smoke.
Yep. I thought you were talking about more like 16. I'm like, ooh, that's long.
You know who
we go there too.
Yeah.
You know who'd be a great one for that? Cameron. I mean, Aladino.
18-inch smoke. 38 ring gauge.
I gotta be off. I gotta be off. And I'm gonna need a bottle of whiskey. I'm gonna
be off. Be over there sitting down and saying, like, hey, welcome to ZT Cars. I can't be bothered.
No, the first hour and a half, I'm gonna need to be sitting outside in the chair. I'm just a greeter.
We got him a blue vest and everything.
Man, for real. Hey, how you doing? That's about the most as I got for you.
He's gonna have a little ZT stand cigars. For it. Yeah.
Walmart greeters, you got the ZD cigar greeters.
That's gonna be kind of rough because then I'm gonna have to be like, this is the first third, then it's like the second,
the second, first.
Yeah, like that's
cool. third, first third. And now we're into the middle of the cigar.
Yeah, that's
an hour later.
All right, gentlemen,
guys,
and ladies,
keep you bothered,
man.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
It has.
This Monte Cristo Espada signature, if you can find them, come buy them. We got them plenty here.
No, you find them, come to ZT's.
Yeah, come to ZT's. Enjoyed us. It's been a pleasure, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.